necesitamos, a lo mejor lo podemos aprovechar mejor si nos interrelacionamos. Esto me particularmente me molestó y creo que se lo comuniqué al staff de ALAC pidiendo la referencia de quiénes eran los organizadores, y entonces, bueno, quería trasladarlo aquí porque seguramente se puede mejorar. Gracias.
Thank you, Carlos. And with a view to moving forward, as opposed to looking backward, we need to learn by our history and build on it. And we've had similar issues raised from North America in a Canadian meeting recently. So I'll move the mic to you. But I think we can only assume that with better partnership and better communication, we won't be repeating these slightly regrettable and disappointing things.
Yes, and a truly global calendar where we know that whether the registry liaison yes. is in the field doing something, that they would have communicated with you all, but also with us, similarly to the registrar liaisons. And I think I know what meeting is being referenced by Toronto. I can but say that
Senevi
wasn't our department, and I didn't know about it at the time, but I am hearing your message. I am writing it down and adding extra stars. Yes, we need better coordination within the organization, within all the constituency groups, and there should be a information blast if the new GTLD outreach people are going to do a media event, and they're looking... That's the other part of this, is that we need to have all the aspects of ICANN looking to you all as conduits for those initiatives, regardless of what department is initiating them. Mm-hmm. So,
I will try. I will carry the message home again.
Delightful to hear that from someone else.
We do believe we are a resource, and just to let you know, Mandy, we're continuing the breakfast we had in Seoul with the board. The table topic was, well, here we are, don't you think you should be doing something with us? Mm-hmm. And now we're going to drill down a little more over lunch. So we're attacking from all sides.
And by the time you get to dinner, I think there'll be a specific set of tasks and a framework in place for sending out...
They don't have to.
Oh, wow. Perhaps Brussels will aim for that, or the Latin America meeting in December.
That sounds like an excellent plan. Tijani, then Adam, Fagan, then Andreas and Sebastian. Do I have anyone else on the list? Then we will close for a much-needed bio break. Go ahead, Tijani.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to recognize here the great work done by the staff. I can speak about the staff at large. They are wonderful. They do a huge amount of work and at the right time. They are always responsive. They are always present at any time, and when they are sleeping, they replay as soon as they wake up. So thank you very much, Heidi, Matthias, and Gisela. Second point. Second point. We had a project with the budget, with everything. We presented it. We were told it's not on the budget. We can't. You have to put this kind of things on the strategic plan. We did. What is the result? That's the question. So we know and we do the job as it must be done. But the problem is the resources, and the resources must be foreseen. So with the main question now, the strategic plan and the budget for the next year. Thank you.
Yes, and Tijani, I know about the proposal for this meeting, and regretfully, we've been on many of the same conference calls. The lead time involved is a challenge, and I know you've all done the work with the strategic plan. Now it's the heavy lifting between now and the Brussels meeting about getting that prioritized and translated into the budget. And I know you all feel like you're banging your head against a brick wall, a sentiment that I can
empathize with.
It was a wonderful, even with the fellowship program, for instance, because of the amount of lead time involved to get through the selection committee and be able to have people have time to do their visas and everything else, you're looking at needing to, for instance, the Brussels has already closed. We can work harder to get information out to all of you when the Latin America meeting is going to open, when it's going to close. Let us leverage your networks to get that information out into the field so that those individuals will actually apply. I mean, the disappointment in the particular event you're talking about with the 26 people you'd identified, only 3 had actually applied out of that. And it's a competitive process. There were 119 people in the pool. The selection committee made other choices. But that's a learning opportunity Now there's a framework and there are things we can leverage going forward. Don't give up. And the strategic plan was this critical first step, and I know Sebastian's looking frustrated, but we have some real challenges in the next few months to get those things concreted into the budgetary thinking.
And we will keep working on that, because tenacity is one of our key words. Adam?
I wanted to say something quite similar to what Carlos said. I won't repeat it, but really it's coordination between staff seems extremely important. Hopefully that can improve from now on. And thank you for being here. I wasn't saying you particularly or Teresa or anything, but I think there's been a feeling that perhaps at large in the, for example, the fellowship program hasn't been as closely linked as it should or could it be. They're similar people, similar regions, similar interests. So hopefully that can improve, and it does seem to be. And very concerned about your... I keep hearing rumours that your budget's being cut. It doesn't look like it's being cut when I look at global partnerships. What is the concern over budget in particular? I know you have an enormous amount of work to do. There are a lot of vacancies. And it's, Global Partnerships has had probably the most successful outreach program ICANN's ever done in the fellowship program. So is that being cut? What's happening with the rumours around global partnerships and budgets? That's one question. And just to throw in something mean, it's ironic that Evan would mention extra budget and staff for North America when we seem to be getting offices popping up in Northern California costing a few million dollars that don't seem to go through normal processes, but that's just a thought. Don't really need... You don't have to comment on that.
I was going to say, there is no way that the chair would allow a response on that second question, but on the first, perhaps, Mandy,
I so wish that I could.
No, you may not.
Just because you want me to still be sitting in this chair a week's time.
I value time. Resources, so you will not answer the second question.
Go ahead.
The first question was, what are the rumours around the department's budget?
Yeah.
And I really don't know how far out of school I'm talking. You understand that we do go through a budgetary process. We have all now been asked in the current fiscal year to go through a cost constraint exercise because of a downturn in revenue and some anticipated expenditures. It's as close as I will get to that. We have also been told currently that fiscal year 11 has to be flat with fiscal year 10. That raises a series of internal challenges because within fiscal year 10, new commitments have been taken on. So you have a constrained pie with new commitments within it, and there will be a series of animated discussions and negotiations taking on internally about the budgets that the departments have presented. And so there is definitely the possibility that certain things that we have been trying to do, we will be asked to postpone into another financial cycle, or we will be asked to take something that would have been a 12-month higher and move it back to a 6-month higher. And I really don't know whether I'm allowed to even say what I have said. So we are, all of us, facing a global economic change, downturn in revenue, ever-increasing demands, and the need to be as responsive as we can, which is all about the, we need to work smarter and leverage all of you and leverage the cross initiatives that exist within the staff. We do have people who are now doubling up, to be completely frank, because of internal changes that have taken place and new things that have to happen. So this is a challenging time for all of us. I'm sure it's a challenging time for all of you. We will work on better coordination, and we will make as zealous a representation of the importance of our work as possible within that process. The more community push that comes, and the more online comment to the budget document, and I know that you feel that you do this all the time, we need a tidal wave of response saying, this is all well and good, but these are our priorities in the community. And I, as a member of the community, want the board to rationalize to me what resources are coming here versus here. That's the only thing I can say to your... Unless you're actually writing me a check, Adam, and there's a question about direct sponsorship, but we can work on that.
Actually, just to put a placeholder in that, we will need, ladies and gentlemen, to talk a little later about aspects of direct sponsorship, because as we discovered with the AP Rallo planning, we do need to get some little formalised agreements and understandings about how we can get local sponsorship or not, what type of... We need some pro forma information. It's generating a knowledge base and set of tools for us to use, both internally in ICANN and externally in the community. I do have Father Andres, Sebastian, but Evan, was yours a direct response to that last...
It can wait.
Okay, then Evan, you will be the last speaker. Father, it's all yours. Use the mic.
Hi, everyone. Just to introduce myself, Fawad Bajwa from Pakistan. So I'm, participating first time with you guys.
Welcome to one of our newest ALSs.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And an alumni fellowship program.
Yep.
Very happy to see you here at the table.
Well, this is one of the ideas I wanted to discuss. That, for example, this is the very first time that Pakistan has entered into the ICANN process like this. We've had fellows to the ICANN, but we never had direct engagement of the country or its community at large into the ICANN process. Now, we have a huge internet community in Pakistan, right? For example, one of our stakeholder groups is 890 people. They comprise the whole telecom industry. Then you have another group, which is 200 people, which is one of the newest members, and they are 200 people who participate in national policy, internet policy, telecom policy. And then there are other groups. But the basic problem that we are having is that if I have to explain to them what at large is, I can't. Right? I can talk about broader participation in ICANN. Exactly. Now, that's the brochure I saw, and that's what I was looking for. I was searching for the online version of this brochure. Yeah. And the fellowship program itself is a great opportunity, but it's not just for one region. It's for a broader, regions from the developing part of the world. Now, to get those stakeholders from Pakistan, which can actually contribute to ALAC, and I'm only a facilitator. Do not consider me as your complete member. Because I'm participating in other areas. I'm on the MAG in IGF, and then I'm with the NCUC. Right? I'm trying to understand the ICANN at this moment. I'm trying to remove the misconceptions within the IGF itself about ICANN. There are lots of things going on that we're trying to cater to. But once again, I don't want to be that usual suspect you see changing hats. So in order to get the right people into the process, I would like to see if we can have some allocated fellowships maybe, like for South Asian region, which can rotate throughout the year. Like one meeting you can have a Pakistani for the at-large community, right? But then next year you give it to India, Sri Lanka, other countries. It keeps on rotating. So some I don't know about the budget aspects, right? I'm still learning. I just heard from you the constraints. So let's see on that. Number two thing is, within the open source community, we've got a practice that if one person contributes a resource in this country, that is listed on the wiki for a larger community. So we can always prepare all these materials, PDF electronic materials and so forth, which we can distribute in our region. Now for Pakistan, we have a huge Urdu-speaking community. But you would also be interested to know that in India, a majority of people who speak Hindi is also very close to Urdu. And then India itself has a very large population which speaks Urdu more than Pakistan. So that means that if we work on Pakistan's outreach to its community, that actually gets transferred to India. And that would also work for, like, if you work on Mandarin or you work on Chinese, it goes up to Malaysia and other countries, right? So that's the amazing part of South Asia. That is so, it's just like Latin or Portuguese, and like it goes really far. So that is one area if we can do, maybe resource sharing would be a very good idea. So that at least in the next 1 year, we can get people participating in the ICANN process. Regarding the IGF, the case which was discussed that there were too many workshops going on, we're looking into that. If Teresa would have been here, she would have been she would actually clarify that to you. We're trying to filter similar topic workshops into larger workshops or super workshops, so that the participants can be they can participate in larger numbers. But there's also a small problem, that the IGF rotates like the ICANN meetings. So you will never, for example, it's going to be in Brussels now, right? Lithuania in September. I cannot guarantee you whether there will be a large participation from developing countries. Why? Because the European Union visa process is a very, very strict one for developing countries, and especially for South Asia and so forth. So you wouldn't have a larger participation, right? So these are some critical issues which also come with the social economic environment of the industry. And finally, I'd like to say that...
That's okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm done.
We weren't cutting you off. We were alerting the booths that there was a technical issue. So, but thank you very much for that. Andreas, then Sebastian, Evan, and then End.
Bueno. Gracias, Yarit. En realidad... En realidad no había mucho más para agregar al concepto de Carlos, con lo cual casi que voy a dejar de hacer uso de mi palabra. Solamente aclarar que a lo mejor del modo en que lo explicó Carlos, yo lo escuché en la versión en español, puede haber sonado, o alguien podría, si quisiera, interpretarlo como que bueno, que no nos invitaron y queríamos estar ahí dos personas. Y no, y el sentido es mucho más profundo que ese. Una reunión como la que se hizo, que fue publicitada como con el objetivo de hacer outreach y de que participe la sociedad civil, en donde se nos convoca informalmente en Seúl para los organizadores para decirnos que si podemos usar nuestros canales de información para poder publicitar que esa reunión se tenga muchos asistentes, y cuando consultamos qué parte del programa, porque había un programa con un montón de disertantes y con una participación en debates y con una agenda, ¿qué parte de la agenda tenía algo que ver con sociedad civil? Y si se podía introducir algo, nos dijeron que no. That's it.
That is very clear, and thank you. There was a little delay because the interpretation needed to catch up with some of your more energetic moments. So there was a little tiny delay. So We might take this moment to remind people to be kind to the interpreters and just slow down a little sometimes.
Sorry about that.
Is there anything you can say to that?
I don't have the details of the specific event that's being described, and I think that sometimes we do have siloing within the organization so that they are targeting a particular part of the constituency. And they say, well, we want to provide this kind of information, and they may be, in their heads, the organizers may be predetermining who they think the audience should be, rather than saying, let us do a very wide-scale notification. So, and I don't know the detail and I don't know the specific meeting, but if, for instance, they think someone has tried to set something up where they want people to be aware of the new GTLD program, and in their heads they've identified that it's trademark lawyers or IP people or large corporations, so they've taken their small piece of resource and they've leveraged it by trying to partner with a group, and they are seeking a specific audience. It isn't necessarily that they're just not conceptualizing that a broader band group should know about it to participate. They've gone in with perhaps a preconceived notion. So yes, we need to have better coordination, communication, so that you know that these things are happening, that you can flag for us also an invitation ought to go to this individual, an invitation ought to go to that individual. Even on a certain, just on a cultural courtesy level, so that the right people are aware and involved, even if they are not interested. So again, I don't know the specifics of the event or the individuals involved, but I think that may be one of the issues that we face in the failure to actively involve civil society in some of these meetings.
Thank you, Mandy. Alan just has a particular response to that particular piece. Then we have Sebastian and Evan, and coffee is then waiting. So if that doesn't motivate Sebastian and Evan, well, it doesn't help Sebastian at all, but it certainly might motivate Evan. Go ahead.
We said before that you need communications between people in ICANN, and that addresses part of what you just said. It doesn't address it all, because even when we've been successful in catching people's attention, the result, the answer is sometimes, and I'm paraphrasing to use your example, this is coming out of our budget, we want to talk to IP lawyers. We don't want our budget being used for coffee for the rabble or something equivalent. So it's not only catching people's attention, there's also budgetary implications, and everyone has constraints there.
Yes.
So somehow it's got to be spread around a little bit.
And convincing them, and in that instance, because they've predetermined what they think their target audience is, it's, as you say, we need to convince them that they should have a broader target, or that there is, or accept that perhaps maybe that's, I don't want to paraphrase what you're saying and change your meaning. So perhaps we should talk separately offline.
Yeah, I think that if we're targeting multiple groups, even though the event was originally rationalized because of new GTLDs, there may need budget input from the other parts of ICANN because they are now going to benefit from
If they have the budgets and we can get them to do
by leveraging the time, leveraging the single event, there are implications that are not only staff but budget.
And I must say, I'm smiling so sweetly because just for the example that we've used as a hypothetical, of course, if we had not only a shared diary, a shared calendar and shared understanding and an open communication, of course, other parts of ICANN might know exactly what talent we have around this table. We could probably outdo on pure numbers the number of IP lawyers and connections to real, meaningful IP law outreach in most countries. We actually also need to share what skills and connections we have. We know very little about each other without experiencing and sharing, and there's something to be said for that as well. Sebastian, and then Evan, and then coffee. Heidi, what is it you want? Go ahead, very quickly.
No, I'm there.
Somebody talk.
Just a quick question. A few months ago, we tried to get the regional liaison events where you were going to be in our external calendar, but we found that there was only 1 month prior, rather than, you know, getting it 3 months, 4 months, where we can actually start planning events where we can might be there. Is there any way we can start getting the regional liaisons to identify those meetings they're going to be at 3 to 6 months down the line?
If they know.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can definitely try. What we publish when we do our department monthly report, which shows where people have been and the trip reports and outreach and other kinds of things, we publish the next month's calendar. Heidi, yes, I absolutely hear you. We try and have a planning calendar so that because we have to allocate our own travel resources, they're also. We need to have a shared calendar about what your events all are as well. Where you as, so Heidi, you and I will be, we're just going to institute it. We're going to sit down once a week and look at everything.
That is music to my ears, and I suspect to most people around the table. Sebastian, Evan?
Yeah, to that end, I wanted to suggest that we can share with you what is in our calendars at the regional level about the events we want to talk about, or we want to participate, or whatever. I want to make one proposal, and it's not your duty, but it's in this discussion, with no cost. First thing, I would have hope that a government it's not above an ILS. It was not the case last time the CEO of ICANN came to Paris. He went to make an interview to the minister, but never talked to us during this time. The second point is that when he came to sign an agreement with UNESCO, that it's quite important for our community, we were not invited. And I was not invited both as an ILS from the country and as vice chair of the ILAC. And I think it was a mistake. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I think that's one of those so noted things because Mandy is definitely noting it, but there's no response that is possible. Evan, go ahead.
Mandy, I have a question about budget considerations in terms of long-term approach. In terms of, yes, there's short-term budget issues, but to what extent is there any long-term thinking going on? And I say this in relation, I'm going to invoke the S word, the summit. The summit was a very, very major event. It was a very, very expensive event. And in